Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast, episode number 3. This is Dusty, the host of the show. Remember, you can always get in touch with me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/DustBuster, DustBuster. This is the bite-sized gaming podcast for those busy folks around the world. You can download this show anywhere podcasts are provided. You can communicate with me and ask me questions. I actually got a couple of them this week over on Anchor. And then I promise you guys, by the next episode, I'm going to have a phone number that you can call in and leave voicemails that, you know, can be played back for the show. Really appreciate all of you guys leaving us a review over on iTunes as well. That would really help the show grow. Got some new channel artwork, or not channel artwork, some new podcast artwork being designed as we speak, and it should be revealed within a week. I've got a couple of designers working on it as well. So hopefully this is a show for you where we talk about gaming. I talk about what I've been playing. I talk about some news in the video game industry that matters to me. And it's all in a nice, small, bite-sized package, so you don't have to listen for 45 minutes to an hour or 2 hours or whatever it may be. So let's go ahead and dive into it this week. So what have I been playing? So I've been playing Mario Maker 1, the original, the OG. We all know Mario Maker 2 is coming. I wanted to kind of brush up on my skills because I want to be playing a lot of this over on my Twitch channel, which I just found, you know, just let you guys know what that is. And it's also in the description or in the show notes of this podcast. I've been practicing my jumps. I've been working on some stuff, and I've really been, we talked about nostalgia last episode. I've really been thinking about how much this game meant to me at the time because it was so fun to be able to play other people's levels. And, you know, I'm not the best level designer myself, but I could enjoy the other aspect or the other side of that game. And that was playing more and more and more Mario. This is kind of like the game that never ends. And I think Mario Maker 2 is even going to be even more so with the new features such as multiplayer, the replayability, the way you can tag your levels now with certain different keywords and things like that. I think Mario Maker 2 is going to be even that much better. So I've been playing Mario Maker 1, a little more Rage 2. I'm going to try to finish the game. I say that kind of in a negative connotation, but I really mean it in a positive light. It's been a fun game. It's a game that basically is very samey. Once you've, you know, again, unlocking the skills and the projects and the things like that that they want you to do in that game, you know, unless you kind of take it upon yourself to change up the way you're playing the game, because you can literally run through that that game with the shotgun and the AR. And as soon as you level yourself up to a certain extent and you're clearing out areas, which is the way I play these types of games, I go, I clear the area completely. I find all the boxes. I do this, I do that. You can unlock what they call overdrive, which is kind of the ultimate ability in that game, and eliminate enemies very, very easily, regardless of if you are playing on easy, normal, hard, whatever the mode you're playing on. That game gets rather easy and rather, I guess, rather repetitive in a very short amount of time. But it's a fun game. The shotgun, again, feels amazing. And if you need a game that is open world game, you need that fix, then wait, you know, maybe a couple of months, it'll go on sale. You can probably pick it up for 30, 40 bucks, maybe even cheaper, and you'll really enjoy that playthrough. Next, I've been diving into Diablo. If you don't know this about me, I played the majority of the Blizzard games on and off. Whenever a new season starts, I always go into the new Diablo season. This one is really fun. So season 17, I'm leveling up my new Demon Hunter. I'm already max level. I'm at like Paragon level 60. If you don't know much about Diablo, this is an action RPG game where you go, you kill monsters, you loot, and you do it all over again. It's, again, that loop is so much fun. And I, every time we start a new season, I forget how much I enjoy that game. And then ending out here, closing the Let's Play section or what I've been playing section with another Blizzard game, I've been finishing up the single player in Hearthstone. This is the Dalaran Heist. This is the closest to something like Slay the Spire, which is another fun deck builder game that Hearthstone has ever gotten to. It's, again, not there yet. There's a lot of things that I think they could have done. They played it a little safe, to be honest. But as far as single player goes in Hearthstone, and I've been a Hearthstone player since the beginning, since beta, because I used to play Magic the Gathering and kind of transition to Hearthstone. And with that being said, this is probably their best. Even though it's not there yet, this is their best single-player mode, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on in Hearthstone right now. So that's what I've been playing as far as, you know, my current playlist. But let's go ahead and dive into the news. The first thing I want to talk about is this was a funny story. There's going to be a new PlayStation TV and movie division, and the first thing coming out of that studio per se from what they're telling us, is going to be a new Twisted Metal TV series. Now, if you were listening closely to the music at the top of this episode, you would have noticed that one of those tracks, or the only track in the show, is from Twisted Metal. I remember playing that game, the craziness that ensued, stealing the cars and chasing people. That game is nuts. I guess my thought on this is, out of all the things you could have done, you choose Twisted Metal? I guess my thought process is why not do a God of War movie? We already know that there's going to be an Uncharted movie. Dan Trachtenberg from Newest Latest Best, as well as he did the show with Jeff Kanata as well. He is the director of that new Uncharted film. So we know that's coming. It's been a decade in the making, so we know that's happening. But there's some things that you could have done within the Sony ecosystem, the Sony IP, that I would have thought would have been more interesting or intriguing or a bigger splash than a Twisted Metal TV series. But I'm going to hold my opinion until we see it. Next, on June 5th, it's been announced that there's going to be a Pokemon Sword and Shield Direct. Now, that is pre-E3. So a little side note here. I was thinking that the Pokemon Sword and Shield stuff would have been saved for E3 content. Now, what that's telling me is, at E3, we're probably going to see, from Nintendo, we'll hear about the Pokemon, we'll hear about the Mario Maker 2, that Direct has already happened. But I think we're going to hear about Animal Crossing on the Switch, which is going to be their big kind of title game. We will hear about a whole bunch of third-party stuff, but I think there's going to be some surprises as well. So it was really interesting to hear that we were going to have a pre-E3 Pokemon Direct. The next story, this is kind of the main topic that I kind of wanted to discuss here briefly with you guys, is that the World Health Organization has claimed that a gaming addiction and gaming disorder is now a disease. And I had to really think about this before I hit the record button on how I wanted to approach this. In my life, I have had times and seasons in my life where I've played more games than others. I work from home. I'm a content creator, podcaster, YouTuber, streamer, things like that. And so with that being said, for me, you know, I may get to play a game here or there during the day, whereas, you know, in the afternoon when my family gets home, I don't get to play that much until my kids go to sleep. But there have been times in my life where I've played probably, I don't know if you would even say this, maybe an unhealthy amount of games as far as that goes when I had more time. Do I think that people can be addicted to video games? Absolutely. Just like they can be addicted to the internet, addicted to social media, addicted to eating. There's pornography addiction. There's all kinds of addictions out there that exist if you are consuming an unhealthy amount of a specific service or topic or food, whatever it may be. What I don't want is for the national media to vilify gaming, which happens very frequently. And normally it's like, oh, you know, they're playing a lot of Call of Duty back when Call of Duty was the biggest. And now it's, you know, all they do is play Fortnite. You know, so they use the biggest game and they say that's all they do. And they don't go outside. They don't have a social lives. And that's totally inaccurate. I hang out and discuss and talk with tons of gamers throughout the week. And lots of them have families. Tons of them have kids. Tons of them have real life world jobs where they go 9 to 5 and still find time to play games when their family is not there. They don't, you know, ignore their family. That's kind of what an addiction is when you do something over your responsibilities that you normally would do. So I kind of want to know your thoughts. Let me know by either contacting me on Anchor. You can email us, busygamerpodcast@gmail.com. That would be fantastic. Next bit of news is there has been a leak that The Witcher 3 may be coming to the Nintendo Switch via a port. Couple of thoughts here. Anything that comes to the Switch, I'm happy. Couple of things that have been ported to the Switch have not been that great. For those of you who don't know, The Witcher 3 is one of my favorite games of all time, which is why I'm super excited about Cyberpunk 2077. But I am yet to, I guess I don't want to cast my opinion on this yet until I see more data or more information videos or even get reviews from people playing the Switch version of The Witcher 3. I just don't know if that game is made for, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but how cool would it be to have your Switch and being able to go places on the bus and the train, whatever, and playing The Witcher 3? I don't know. That kind of game, I want my headphones on, I want the highest fidelity graphics, and I want to just get in that world. And you know, the PC is kind of where I'm at for that. But again, we'll see. And the last bit of news is E3 2019 is coming. I want to maybe talk about a couple of predictions that we may have. These are very generic predictions that a ton of people have already talked about. I think we're going to see a Splinter Cell. I think we're going to hear about that game. I think we're going to possibly even see gameplay footage of that. I think Bethesda is going to have to show us something from one of their upcoming titles, because right now, between Fallout 76 and what's going on with the other stuff, I don't know if they're in the best graces with gamers right now, so we should see that. And this one, is just a funny joke aside, I think we're going to see a new Battle Royale. Even with the Battle Royale BR fatigue right now, I think we're going to see one of those. I'd love to know what you guys think we're going to see this year at E3 2019. And that leads me to close off with, E3 is going to be different this year. There's no Sony. There's no Activision. And when one of the big console players pull out like what Sony did, this is really going to be, and we're hearing a lot of whispers about the company that runs E3, is there's a lot of, I guess you would say, internal turmoil going on. And so next year is going to be really telling about, does E3 exist like it does now? And what is it going to look like? Honestly, I know some people who go don't, you know, and some people who don't go, they don't enjoy E3. But myself personally, I love E3 because I sit at home and I get to watch all these games and new games being released and revealed and trailers and things like that. And so for me, E3 is a passion thing that I get to sit down and grab some popcorn and kind of enjoy the news feed, news cycle for about a week of just video game. It's like a video game Christmas. And so that's kind of my thoughts and you know, what's going on with E3 2019. Well, guys, I really appreciate it. I would really appreciate it if you enjoy this show to subscribe, whether you know, are on iTunes listening to it, Apple Podcast, or if you're on Spotify, or if you're on Anchor, wherever you are, wherever you listen to the show, please subscribe. That way, whenever I release a new episode, you will be notified. As far as the schedule goes, I want to do this show twice a week because I believe with the bite-sized nature, maybe even more, but twice a week starting out, it's the perfect amount of content coming out per week. And so hopefully you think that's the case as well. All right, guys, without any further ado, don't forget to follow me over on twitch.tv/dustbuster, DustBuster. And until next time, keep gaming.